106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
You can make it if you try.
You can make it if you you'll have to cry. Sometime you'll have to lie. You're gonna live on till you die. Oh, yeah. You can make it if you try.
Lone VJ release, nevertheless, remains a compelling portrait of a singer at the tipping point of rhythm and blues evolution into soul, balancing Allison's raw, passionate vocals against atmospheric arrangements that nod to the changes to come. The album draws heavily on Gene's Southern heritage with a grittiness that anticipates the emergence of Memphis deep soul, kicking off with his biggest hit, You Can Make It If You Try, as we did with our opener from Stand, the fourth studio effort by soul funk band Sly and the Family Stone, released May 3, 1969 on Epic. Written and produced by lead singer and multi-instrumentalist Sly, this was the band's breakout, as it went on to sell over 3 million copies and became one of the most successful albums of the 60s. Peaking at number 3 on the charts and number 13 on the Billboard 100. In 2003, the record was ranked at number 118 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest. It concludes with You Can Make It If You Try, as sung by Sly Stone, Freddie Stone, and Larry Graham. For this cut, Sly played the bass instead of Larry, who handled that instrument on all the other tracks. So we're going to be looking at the try angle of music, this time on the 3D Radioactivity, and we just heard two unrelated songs with the same title. Here's two different versions of the same song. The first is the R&B original, and then one that was a U.S. Top 5 pop hit.
I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest. Yeah.
funky tonight. Oh yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah. It's an old Memphis song. Old Memphis song. I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest thing to put them away. I drank 4 or 5 bottles of wine. I kept a glass in my hand all the time. Breaking those habits was hard to do, but nothing compared to the changes that you put.
Bob Seger has claimed that he recorded Trying to Live My Life Without You to show how the Eagles stole the song's melody in their tune, The Long Run. He highlights the similarities between the two songs in the arrangement of his version, especially the bass line. Originally written by Eugene Williams, it was popularized by soul singer Otis Clay in 1972. The song is sung from the point of view of a man who is addressing his former lover. During the verses, the narrator tells of various habits that he's had to give up during his lifetime, such as smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day, along with 4 or 5 bottles of wine. In the pre-chorus, he states that breaking those former habits was difficult, but not nearly as hard as getting over the girl and forgetting the love that they shared. It has since been covered by several other artists, including Brinsley Schwartz, in 1974, Johnny Rivers, and most notably, by Seger on his 1981 Nine Tonight album. Instead of living without you, let's try a little tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get wearied same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
Thank you. Sometimes I don't like being where I am, no matter what. I'd rather be in a barrel of kosher salt and pickle brine with 1,000 paper cuts. I'm uncomfortable in my own skin, you might say, feeling my own guts. So tell me something about yourself, sweetheart, before I screw this whole thing up. Say you feel like a phony romancer, though you still believe in love. Make you feel like a dancer, like you got all the answers, leave you wondering what you were made of. You don't see no chainmail hiding puppy dog tails. I've been sufficiently horrified. I got just enough left to want to see what's next. Why don't we give this love a try? Let's give this love a try. All we can do is cry, hang out your tears to dry. Let's try this love. Let's give this love a try. The sun setting in. Try this love. I never met two people more likely to explode. Scattered, shot, screwed, covered up and smothered into each other's arms. Please forgive me my basic negativity. God help us both if you find it even part of my charm. By the way, you swept me off my feet with the gentleness of an angel flying by. I'm a long shot, baby, but they do come in. Why don't we give this love a try? Let's give this love a try. Let's try this love. Let's give this love a try. Sun setting in your eyes. I'm all out of when and why. Let's try this love. Try this love.
John Hiatt's conversational lyrics sound off the cuff, which means they likely resulted from many hours of labor. The work was worth it because Same Old Man ranks with the best music of Hiatt's 34-year recording career. He sings about love in the opening round, about food, paper cuts, doppelganger caterwauling, and love on the ropes, as the 11th cut from this fine effort is Let's Give This Love a Try. Try and Love Again is on Hotel California, the 5th studio album by the American rock band The Eagles, released back in December of 76. It's their first without the appearance of founding member Bernie Ledden and their introduction of Joe Walsh. It became the band's best-selling work, with over 16 million copies sold in the U.S. alone, and double that worldwide. It won the band 2 Grammy Awards, while it topped the charts on the Billboard 200. Getting that trio of tunes started was Try a Little Tenderness, initially coming out in 1932, by the Ray Noble Orchestra, followed by both Ruth Etting and Bing Crosby a year later. A popular version in an entirely new form was recorded by soul artist Otis Redding in 1966. Booker T and the MGs had his back as the track peaked at number 25 on the Hot 100. It's been named on a number of best songs of all time lists, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's in the 204th position on Rolling Stone's survey of the 500 greatest of all time. We'll be trying on a few more for size. John Hyatt just requested Let's Give This Love a Try. Next up, Tommy Castro has pretty much the same thought. This is Mercyhurst University, 88.5 FM or 1530 AM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania. And the choice on ZCOMRadio.com, 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty, along with Sean the On the Airedale, with you on the award-winning 3D Radioactivity. San Francisco's Tommy Castro doesn't play blues so much as a brand of hard, soulful rock, not unlike the Jay Giles Band of the early 80s, or Bob Seger, as Castro's voice bears a strong resemblance to Bob, all with a little bit of the old Stax sound tossed in for good measure. Soul Shaker reunites him with his old label, Blind Pig. One of the most striking tracks is Let's Give Love a Try, which rocks wonderfully in a no-frills bar band groove, and really does sound like a great lost Silver Bullet single. Now let's go back for a dose of the British Invasion trying their very best.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Woke up last night, 4:30, 50 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Last night, I didn't say late, all the home had a 19 day. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. And they call it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Dave Clark Five were an English pop rock group who tried too hard in 1966. They were the second members of the British Invasion on the Ed Sullivan Show, appearing in March for 2 weeks after the Beatles, three straight times in February of 64. For some time, the DC-5 were more popular in the U.S. than in their native U.K., but had a renaissance overseas between 67 and 70. The group broke up late that year, and on March 10, 2008, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. George Harrison provided the lead vocals on the cover of Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, which was written by Carl Perkins. It was from The Beatles for Sale, the fourth studio album by the English rock band, and was released in December of 64. This record hit the UK number one spot and retained that position for 11 of the 46 weeks that it spent in the top 20, although it didn't surface as a regular album in the U.S. until 1987. We're trying our hardest this time, and you can hear us all over the net, on sites like InternetFM.com, because the future of radio is on the Internet, TuneIn.com, and GroovyRadio.net, where all the great songs go to play. If you have any favorite tracks that I can turn into a show, be sure to let me know by sending an email to 3DRadio@USA.com, or you can leave your thoughts on my Facebook page, where you're going to find links to all the previous podcasts, along with the program artwork in the photo section. Be sure to try me and like what you see. And while you're at it, tell your mother and everybody you know to check out the show as we get back to the music with that specific request.
Try me.
Try me.
I need you.
originally issued in 1970, Soul Rebels was the first album credited to Bob Marley and the Wailers to be released outside of Jamaica and included the beautifully harmonized Try Me that shows their deep roots in rocksteady. It's been called a strange and wonderful set of early reggae that at times plays fast and loose with the already established conventions of the genre. We also had James Brown and the Famous Flames asking to Try Me from the second studio album that was released in 1959. It's a collection of singles, B-sides, and outtakes from their first Please, Please, Please. It was reissued by King Records in 64 under the title The Unbeatable James Brown, 16 Hits. This single reached number 1 on the R&B sides and charted at number 48 on the pop listings, this group's first appearance on the Billboard Hot 100 charts of that year. Here's Keb Mo as he interprets our theme.
by. I wish I could somehow get you to understand. I figure if you remember how good we were together, that you wanna be with me again.
If We Try is from Long Time Coming, the album by Johnny Lang, recorded at MF Studio and The Attic in Monrovia, California, and released on October 14, 2003, when he was only 22 years old. This fourth record from the still relatively young artist had been, as the title implies, 5 years passing since he came out with Wander This World. Lang incorporated more R&B influences into his overall musical style, without neglecting his love for the blues. Don't Try to Explain came from Keb Moe's self-titled debut, an edgy, ambitious collection of gritty country blues. Keb pushes new directions, trying to incorporate some of the sensibilities of the slacker revolution without losing touch of the tradition that makes this genre the breathing and vital art form that it is. He won the W.C. Handy Award for the Best Country Acoustic Blues Album of the Year in 95. Be sure to stop by next time. I think we may try again. It's hard to say what will happen here on the Tri-D Radioactivity. However, you do know it will involve some very choice music and the unusual details that you have come to expect in your show, because Sean and I only host it for you. We're going to try finishing up with the best of all. I always get requests to hear more from this lady. The LP came out on 9/11/1969 and reached gold record status within 2 months of its release. This song peaked at number 5 on the Billboard 100 that year. It was the first solo studio album she cut after leaving Big Brother and the Holding Company. I Got Dem Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama is by none other than Janis Joplin, as she implores us to try just a little bit harder. See you next week. Control. Hey, I'm waiting.
some more. I said, try.
Try.